Yoda, who talked too much. Once upon a time, there was a builder who built houses. He was a nice man who loved to talk with everyone he met. This meant it took him longer to build houses, much longer than all the other builders. Not only because he talked so much, because he talked so much, he forgot things. "Where's the chimney?" asked the builder's wife in a very stern voice. Charlie, that was the name of the builder, first looked up at the front of the house, then walked around and looked up at the back. Then he went inside the house and counted the number of fireplaces. If there were fireplaces, there had to be a chimney. He even got a long ladder and climbed up onto the roof. There was a big hole, but his wife was right. There was no chimney. "How?" he said in his deep voice, because his voice was very deep. "Did I forget to make a chimney?"
"Because," said his wife, standing on her toes, because she always stood on her toes when she spoke, "you talk too much." And so the builder decided on a very clever plan. He took a piece of rope and, whenever he wanted to remember something, he would tie a knot in the piece of rope. And so the next house he built, at the end of the day, he would look at his piece of rope, and if there were no knots on the rope, he would go home happily. If there was a knot, he would stare at it until what he wanted to remember came back to him. He would then do what he had to remember, undo the knot, and go home, knowing that today he had not forgotten anything. Sometimes it was very difficult, and he would stare at the knot for over 10 minutes, like yesterday. The knot was there on his rope, but he could not think why he had tied it. He walked around the building site, checking everything, but everything appeared to be correct and in order. He spent so much time looking and worrying, he was very late getting home. His wife was dancing on her toes. "Where have you been?" she squeaked. "We're invited to dinner, but now it's too late to go." That was it. That was why he had tied the knot, to remind himself to come home early. This was very serious. Suddenly, his knot was not working. So after thinking very hard, he had a brilliant idea. "I'll tie 2 knots," he said in his very deep voice. "Then I'll think twice as hard, and I'll never forget anything." And so, for the next few months, he tied 2 knots in his rope each time he had to remember something. And because it worked so well, he forgot absolutely nothing. And because he forgot absolutely nothing, including not talking too much, his new house was finished on time. But now there was just one problem. His rope had 2 knots on it, and he could not remember what the 2 knots were for. He scratched his head, closed his eyes, covered his face with his hands, and thought and thought and thought and thought. The bathroom. It was to do with the bathroom in the house he had just built. "Don't tell me you've forgotten to build a bathroom in your new house." His wife was squeaking so high on her toes, she was almost falling off them. When he slowly opened the door to the bathroom, he almost collapsed with relief. There, white and shining and sparkling new, was the big white bath and wash basin. "You must have forgotten to untie the knot when you finished the bathroom," squeaked his wife. "You are still silly, Charlie. Now you will have to tie knots to remember to untie knots." When the first man came to buy the new house, he thought it was a lovely house, but he decided he would not buy it. When the second man came to buy the house, he thought it was lovely as well, but he didn't buy it either. Neither did the third, the fourth, the sixth, or the seventh. After 20 people had come to see the house and no one had bought it, Charlie had decided to try to find out why. "It's a lovely house, but I couldn't possibly buy it," said the 21st customer. She was a very smart woman who spoke in a very smart voice. And so Charlie asked his question. If it's a very nice house, why don't you want to buy it? The woman looked at him and smiled. No one wants to buy a house where the builder has forgotten to put in a toilet, she laughed. This time, Charlie's wife did fall off her toes. Throw your stupid piece of rope away, she yelled. Write everything down, which is what you should have done in the first place. And then she chased Charlie around the house with her rolling pin.